You're listening to the audio production of In Pursuit of Love, One Woman's Story from Trafficked to Triumphant, a true story by Rebecca Bender, published by Zondervan and read by the author. Dedication to my talented, feisty, independent, incredible daughters, Deshae, Isla, Evie, and Stella. You were born for greatness, and someday you too will have a story to tell. To my incredible husband, Matt, my whole life I've been searching for you. I'm blessed to have found a man who embodies true love. Thank you for supporting me on this journey. Author note. Trauma and time are peculiar things. They hide memories in deep neurological caves. Sometimes the only thing that draws them out is the bait of our senses, taste, touch, hearing, sight, smell. I've taken years to process my trauma and my healing by seeking after inner healing sessions and various trauma therapies. I've revisited Las Vegas and sat in the parking lot of my daughter's elementary school, memories of our morning rituals flooding my mind. I've sought the why in hopes of explaining what happened. Why didn't I run? Why did I stay? Why did I go left instead of right? Why didn't I call home? I've done my best to remember the facts as accurately as possible, but time and trauma blur details. Did we meet that one person at a birthday party or a dinner reception? Did that incident happen during the second arrest or the third, in 2002 or 2004? Was the traumatic event at this hotel or that one? Though maybe later I'll recall or learn more, trust that I've done my best as of today. During the indictment, my trafficker told me he took a 12-month plea deal. For years, when I shared my story, I said he was sentenced to 12 months in prison. When validating my story with the federal government more recently, I learned that he actually had been sentenced to 24 months. He lied, and I believed the lie. I've purposefully left out stories that would have made this book too long or provided too much explicit content. Telling a 30-something-year-old story in a few thousand words isn't easy, and not every detail made the final cut. This is real life. Things are messy, and we're simply remembering the best we can. But the story remains the same. Whether I made a person a blonde, brunette, or redhead, and whether an event took place in the Venetian or the Bellagio doesn't change the importance of what happened. Rebecca Bender, October 2018. Prologue. The phone rang. I sat up in bed and looked at the digital clock on the nightstand. The vibrant red of 6 a.m. glared at me. I turned to look at Kevin, who was already getting up, pulling on his sweatpants with one hand and holding his phone out on speaker in the other. "They're here." My wife-in-law, Brandy, was trying to be calm, but her voice quivered with fear. "The feds are in the driveway." I was suddenly wide awake. "Hide the money in the curtain hems," Kevin told her mechanically. "Flush the SIM card and keep your mouth shut." Through the phone, I could hear a pounding on Brandy's door and a muffled voice. "Brandy Dudley, this is Federal Agent Mark Parsons. We have a warrant for your arrest." Kevin paced back and forth at the end of the bed, making me anxious despite his cool and collected voice. "We'll call the lawyer as soon as his office opens. Stay strong." "No worries," Brandy said. "I love you." Then she was gone. He hung up and turned to me with an intensely focused look. "Get the kids," he ordered. "The feds will come here next." I jumped out of bed. When I was little, I wanted to be an artist when I grew up, then a kindergarten teacher. By middle school, I'd become a class clown, putting on plays in the classroom and spending weekends practicing Saturday Night Live skits with my cousin. After taking an ROTC elective class in high school, I entertained the thought of becoming a sniper, but was accepted into Oregon State University with the more realistic goal of studying architecture. I never dreamed of being a prostitute. This wasn't the life I was promised when my boyfriend told me he loved me and wanted me and my baby to move with him to Vegas. As an only child growing up in the 80s, I had been taught stranger danger, but I was never taught how to tell whether you were dating a con artist or how to tell when you were being brainwashed. No one explained how a pimp enforced his indoctrination through fear, sleep deprivation, or social ostracism when you didn't comply with his rules, or, if you did, how you'd be rewarded with shopping sprees, new cars, and lavish vacations. No one mentioned the risks of federal prison, complex PTSD, and an addiction to money.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?